Yesterday we celebrated the memory of Saint Monica, whose prayers and tears would bring about the conversion of the one we honor today. For today we honor the memory of Saint Augustine. Born of a pagan father and a Christian mother, he was baptized into the faith. But at the age of 15, he would leave the faith, and for 15 years his eternal destiny would be in jeopardy. For he would live in sin, and he would, by his own admission, live a rather wild life. But after the conversion of St. Augustine to the faith through the tears and prayers of his mother, he would become one of the greatest saints and one of the greatest minds that the Church has ever received. And he would spend the rest of his days fighting those errors that he formerly had practiced, particularly the error of Manichaeism, which sees the spirit as good and the flesh as bad. And so, St. Augustine, while a Manichaean, would indulge in the pleasures of the flesh, and always, at the same time, he had convinced himself in his pride that he was following the true way, for Manichaeism professed to have an answer for all things. But St. Augustine, after observing the leaders of this sect, would come to his senses, and then he would dedicate his life to combating them and to worshiping God. While he was formerly in his sin, he gives the motto of those who practice sins, and especially those who do not see the wisdom of Holy Mother Church. For he would say in his arrogance, "God give me chastity and continence, but not now." But it is in his conversion he gives Christians and all mankind the true mark of life, the true goal that we should all seek. For he gives us, in a very simple sentence, the principle by which all of us should be guided. He says that our hearts are restless until they rest in you, O Lord. And he came to understand this, and so he would abandon all his former practices, giving up his professorship in the pagan schools, and then dedicating his life to teaching his flock the Christian principles. He would give up all his wealth and give it to the poor and dedicate himself entirely to his people. He would be elevated to the bishopric, and there he would fight even more earnestly the heresies of Pelagianism and Donatism along with Manichaeism. And so we see in St. Augustine what a true conversion is. For he who had formerly given himself up to the life of sin now gave himself entirely to God, because he saw Christ as the end all of his life. And so he truly understood that the human soul is not happy with the things of this world, but can only be happy with the one from whom we have taken our existence and the one to whom we should return. And so he would strive with every fiber of his being to return to the good master who had brought him into existence out of nothing, and he would do this by submitting himself most especially to Saint Ambrose, who would help him to grow in his faith and thus prepare him for that mission the Lord had given him. For in his great sin, the Lord also called him to a great mission, and he would fulfill that mission in a heroic way, and that is precisely now why we honor him on the altars of Holy Mother Church, and why he is called Saint Augustine. And so, let us strive to take what Saint Augustine has taught us, that our hearts truly are restless until they will rest in the Lord, and they cannot rest in the Lord fully in this life. And so we must, like St. Augustine, take up the life of prayer and penance and put into practice that which he has told us. He said, if we want to know if we are pleasing, if we are doing God's will, then he says, do everything we are asked and do it well, and then we will be certain that we are pleasing the Lord. And so let us strive to do all things well for the Lord in this life, so that we may come to know him for all eternity in the life to come.
Ad nos condemnas. Benedictum fructum ventris tuum.